From stage left earlier on, we had London Mayor Sadiq Khan offering TfL executives would run Southern Rail. Is that what woke you up and found the £20 million to do this?
No, let's be clear. I don't believe for a moment that TfL has the skills to run the main line from Cambridge to Brighton. And why should the Mayor of London run trains that run between Southampton and Brighton? That's not right. And also, what people don't need right now...
But was that the tipping point for you? Was that moment the tipping point for you to think, no, we need to intervene here?
No, I've been looking carefully at what to do since I got the job 6 weeks ago, working out what is not working best, what we can do to solve it, and I'm taking these steps as quickly as I sensibly could to try and make sure that we've got this railway back on the right track. Now, it's not going to solve the world overnight. The biggest challenge, by far the biggest challenge, is still the series of industrial action, the strikes, but also the unofficial action that's taking place the rest of the time when members of the Guards community are calling in sick unexpectedly on far higher numbers than before. It's clearly part of a concerted attempt to put the rail company under pressure. That's a matter for the management and the union to sort out. The union need to stop doing this, in my view. But what I can do is the bits I have responsibility for, try and make sure they run as well as possible.
And just finally, today's announcement, does it signal a change from devolving powers to TfL? It's just that you felt in the case of Southern that was inappropriate.
Well, I mean, I simply don't think overnight one can say to the Mayor of London, you're in charge of trains from Brighton to Southampton. He's not accountable for Brighton and Southampton.
But in other areas, if it were to be the case?
Well, look, right now, this is not about reorganisation. The last thing passengers need is a big reorganisation. What they need is somebody to solve the problems.
You've talked about not being able to do things overnight, long term, but getting things done quickly. There are mixed messages here.
Well, there's two different sets of challenges. So right now, for example, there are stretches of track that are proving to be particularly unreliable. We will get those replaced in the coming weeks. But there's also the need to modernise this railway properly. That's something that doesn't happen overnight. It's in the network rail plans. It needs to happen. It will happen. There are old trains that are breaking down too often. Actually, those trains are going to be replaced this autumn with new trains. That's a step clearly in the right direction. But one example of the things that we're doing, we are doubling the rapid response teams. So if something does break, there's twice as many people to get out there and fix them quickly.
OK, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us, Chris Grayling, Secretary of State for Transport.